a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Underwater. Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. You just heard Is It True by Tame Impala off of their newest album, The Slow Rush. And I've played a number of the songs from that album and I've talked a bit about Tame Impala and, you know, my thoughts on their sound. I think their earlier stuff sounds a lot like the late Beatles, and I think his voice kind of sounds like John Lennon a little bit, which I've mentioned before. And I'm coming around to this most recent album. Some of the songs are more electric or dancey than some of the past songs, but I think they're quite good, and I like that one a lot. But yeah, we'll get right back into the music. We have a great show coming up today. We have music from The Decemberists, Gregory Alan Isaacoff, Jefferson Airplane, and many others, so be sure to stick around. Up first, I have a little Beatles song. As I mentioned before, my grandma went through a couple operations recently, so I've been thinking about her a lot, and I like to ask her if she has any requests, and this week was an easy one to fulfill. She asked for any Beatles song, so I decided to go with an earlier one, which is one of my favorites, from their album With the Beatles. And so yeah, we'll get right back into it, and up first is All My Lovin' by the Beatles.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I'm missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you.
Down by the lake, we were overturning pebbles and appending all the animals alive. And I took a drag from your cigarette and pinched it between my finger and my thumb to let it die. On the radio, say that you will, say you will, or will you, won't, or you, whatever you prevaricate your whole life, don't you? And this much I can say, would have waited till the oceans fell away and all the sunken cities would reveal themselves to you. But you won't, will.
because you never do. And the sun burned through. Sweet as honeydew. Gave a thought to what I made. And you, civil line, climbing in your queue. You tattered me, you tethered me to you. The things you would, the things you would do. Tell the truth, I never had a clue. Curses young suburban villains and their ill-begotten children from the lawn. Come to me now, and on this station wagon window set the ghosts of your two footprints that they might haunt me when you're gone. And when the light broke dawn, you were forever gone, but I remember you. You were full, well, you were full and sweet as honeydew. Gave a thought to what I had. And you, oh silver line, reclining in your queue. You tattered me, you tethered me to you. The things you would, the things you would do. We notice now I never had. Sweet as honeydew, you're full and sweet as honeydew.
Sweet reverence. to my simple house and rang and rang.
Thank you. I'm walking through streets that are dead. Walking, walking with you in my head. My feet are so tired, my brain is so wild, and the clouds are weeping. Did I hear someone tell a lie? Did I hear someone's distant cry? I spoke like a child, you destroyed me with a smile while I was sleeping. I'm sick of love, and I'm in the thick of it. This kind of love, I'm so sick of it. I see lovers in the meadow, I see silhouettes in the window. I watch them till they're gone, leave me hanging on to a shadow. I'm sick of love, I hear the clock tick. This kind of love,
to do. I'd give anything to be with. another collar. I don't need another hat. I don't need to leave this small town. It don't matter where I'm at. 'Cause I'm happy being me the most when I let what makes me happy go. And I finally learned what I need to know. I'm happier with nothing. I'm happier with nothing. Learned what I need to know. I'm happier with nothing. I'm happier with nothing. I'm happier with nothing. And I'm always home.
Welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you are listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first you heard All My Loving by the Beatles off of With the Beatles, which is obviously one of their earlier albums, and I think one of the first that I kind of got into when I was discovering the Beatles, and was kind of a launch pad into their perhaps more psychedelic work or, you know, experimental. Whatever you want to call it, you know, it took me a while to get into the weirder stuff, but I love all of it at this point, and it's always fun to listen back to some of those songs. Next was Lake Song by the Decemberists off of What a Terrible World, What a Beautiful World, and that's an album that my friend Scott showed me, I think probably a couple of years ago, and that song's kind of right in the middle, and I think it's just really beautiful, kind of acoustic-y. They're like kind of a mix between, you know, I want to say folk rock, but you know, not quite the same as the Aver Brothers, which is more like Americana, but hard to put a pin on. But that's one of their kind of softer, more beautiful songs, I'd say, rather than they have a couple of rock songs too. Next was the Stable Song by Gregory Alan Isakoff, off of The Gambler. I forgot to look at the name of the album beforehand. I'm not super familiar with that album, obviously, because I didn't remember the name, but that's one of his most famous songs and one of my favorite too of his. And next was Lovesick by Bob Dylan off of Time Out of Mind. And I'm a little rusty on my Bob Dylan history, but if I'm not mistaken, it was kind of almost a little revival album. I forget. I know he had I'll have to look it up and get the story straight, but I think he had a kind of a weak period for a few years, and people kind of thought he was done writing some of his best music. And then he came out with Time Out of Mind, and I'm not sure it was universally loved, but I know there are a lot of hardcore Dylan fans and regular fans as well that love that album, and I think it's incredible and, you know, pretty different than some of his other stuff, but you know, a very good album nonetheless, and that's the opener from that. And last was Untitled Number 4 by the Avett Brothers off of The Third Gleam, which was their album released in August of this year. That's quite an old Avett Brothers song. They posted a YouTube video of it, kind of a uncut version, I suppose, and it became a fan favorite amongst the more hardcore Avett Brothers fans that watched their YouTube and go beyond the albums, and I think it was highly requested, I'm sure, to be on the next album, and they made the effort to record it and put it on the album, but not the effort to rename it, which I don't think was an act of laziness. It was out of respect of the people that already love the song and maybe associated with that name already. And I'm not certain about that, but I think it's an interesting choice, and I stand by it on their behalf. So we'll get right back into the music. Coming up, as usual, we have some Grateful Dead for you all. This time we're going to play a version of Althea from October 1989. It's from Without a Net, which I guess I didn't realize was like kind of a compilation of a few shows. It spans October 1989 into April 1990, so I'm not sure what month or what show this one is from, but I think Without a Net is a pretty popular kind of live compilation album by the Dead, so I'll have to look that one up too. But it's a great version of the song and one of my very favorite Grateful Dead songs. So we'll get right back into that after a quick PSA.
Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Sit back, easy, Jim. is to the poor and the breathlessness. Self-centered at the extreme. About this.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, again, first you heard Althea by the Grateful Dead off of Without a Net. And next you heard Ocelot by Fish off of Live Fish from July 4th, 2010. And then it's from Alpharetta, Georgia. I think that's my favorite version of that song, and one of my favorite Fish songs for sure. And you know, they pay a little homage to the Beatles with the line "Come out to play." And I have a few readings for you in this last talking break. Excuse me. And the first is about the lyrics of this song. So they're written by Tom Marshall, who is the Fish lyricist and a good friend of Trey Anastasio. And on Fish.net. Let's see, it says that according to the jambands.com interview, the song Ocelot was essentially a letter to Trey, with Trey playing the role of the ocelot. At the time Tom wrote the lyrics, Trey was just completing his drug court program and was largely shut off from even his oldest friends. Ocelot was an invitation for Trey to return to making music with his friend, like Lennon's Prudence, to come out to play. So a cool little background for those lyrics. I'm sure it may be a little hard to pick up on that, having not known the story beforehand, but I encourage you to listen to that song again. Those are the lyrics, and you know, it gives a little background for that, the come out to play reference to Lennon and McCartney's lyrics. Lastly was The Farm by Jefferson Airplane off of Volunteers, and that one I picked from my brother's playlist, where he compiled all the songs that feature Jerry Garcia on the pedal steel, and I played Southbound Train last week, which also featured Jerry, and this is another fun one that I like a lot, with Jerry Garcia on the pedal steel, which was kind of his like side instrument, I suppose. Obviously he's known for guitar, but he picked that up, and everyone was, you know, very eager to ask him to join their records, so he's featured on a lot of folk country vibe for a lot of famous artists, and that's one of them. So I also consulted my resident Bob Dylan expert, about Time Out of Mind, because I admitted that I was a little rusty on the history, and he said Time Out of Mind was the first original album following crappy late 80s work Down in the Groove and two OK Records, Oh Mercy and Under the Red Sky. In between, he released two really cool solo acoustic cover albums, Good As I've Been to You and World Gone Wrong. Time Out of Mind was an amazing statement, loved by critics, and it won him his first Album of the Year Grammy Award. So I think a lot of people more or less counted Bob Dylan out, if that's the right wording, but thought that his prime had been passed, and he released that incredible album, and one of my favorites of his, for sure. And another little blurb, it's the last reading, I promise, but I looked up the Time Out of Mind reviews just to get a little of the background. And I won't go into it too much, but I liked the first little opening that the website Pitchfork had for their review, and that was not long after attending the California funeral of his friend Jerry Garcia, Bob Dylan found himself snowbound at his Minnesota farm. He would listen to the storms and write after the sun sank from the winter sky. Those songs turned the cold environment into a crystalline lens on the tiring world, a place that was not dark yet, but getting there, where the blues were wrapped around my head. I thought that was just a really, you know, fascinating and cool way to put the kind of vibe that album, you know, puts forth, and what Bob Dylan was maybe feeling at the time, or what his environment was. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Jerry Garcia, so I like the relation to him, and his passing, I'm sure, was a huge moment in Bob Dylan's life, because I know they were close friends and collaborators for a few years. So that's your brief Bob Dylan background of the album Time Out of Mind, and you know, I'll be sure to play some more songs off of that as I continue to learn more about it, because I hadn't listened to it till I want to say over quarantine, and quickly fell in love with it. So I'll be sure to keep playing those songs. But we're about out of time. I've been talking for a while, so I'll get hopefully one more song in, because I know that there's no one after me on the schedule. But I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, be sure to tune back in at the same time next week, Monday from 7 to 8. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and I will send you off with some Theo Katzmann from his solo kind of singer-songwriter album. And this track is Good to Be Alone. So thanks for listening. See you next time.